This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu, and you're listening to Enterprise. Magix recently launched SICA, or the Social Impact Challenge Accelerator, which is its first impact-focused and SDG-driven accelerator, partnering with UNDP to bring unique global-inspired curriculum focusing on SDG alignments and impact measurements to assist startups and or social enterprises to build impact-driven businesses. I'm here with Magix Manager for Social Innovation, Pamela. Good morning, Pamela.
Morning, Frida. Thanks for having me here today.
I understand SICA was just launched recently, right? How's the uptake been?
So the Social Impact Challenge Accelerator, SICA, was launched on the 19th of May, calling for impact-driven businesses to bring on board their solutions in tackling problem statements that we've curated. So since then, we have more than 300 who registered their interest and participated in our Ask Me Anything webinars to know more about the challenges. So to date, we've hosted about 3 sessions and more are coming soon. So details are available on our social media pages. And currently to date as well, we have a total of over 60 applications captured on systems.
Okay. So during the Ask Me Anything, what were they asking you?
So the Ask Me Anything actually is co-hosted with our partners. So it's very, you know, our partners are very supportive to join us in answering all the Q&As that, you know, the interested parties have. So most of the questions are a lot about the problem statement itself. So they wanted to know more about why, you know, our partners are actually, you know, looking into this problem statement. Is their solution fit for it? So there's a lot of also on application eligibility. So yeah, right. I think the interaction was really good. I think we just completed the Kasana one, the Kasana Impact Innovation Challenge, and lots of questions coming up from there. Yeah.
Right. So with SICA, can you explain how it works?
Sure. So SICA is designed as an integrated platform whereby enterprises can actually compete, accelerate, and receive financial and non-financial support throughout the program. So it runs in 3 phases. So the first phase is whereby applicants will compete through impact challenges where we organize in collaboration with our partners. So those who are eligible and have the right solution just need to choose the challenge that they want to compete in and apply. So we currently feature 4 different themes. The first one is Enhancing Aging Services for Malaysians by Kasana National Berhad. Second will be Upcycling River Waste to Wealth by Selangor Maritime Gateway, a Selangor State Government project. Third would be Educating the Future by Citrin Capital. And fourth, which we recently just launched, Innovating for Children by UNICEF Malaysia. So the high potential ones can actually apply, be selected, and then they will be invited to pitch their ideas to a panel of judges. And then once winners from the challenge will then proceed to phase 2, whereby they will earn exclusive invite to join a 3-month-long impact accelerator in August this year. So this is co-curated in collaboration with United Nations Development Programme, or UNDP. It will be our first impact focus and sustainable development goal, or SDG-driven accelerator. We will be featuring dedicated content for SDG alignment, impact measurement, and impact mentorship. So once they've completed the accelerator, phase 3 will kick in, whereby the top performing participants will stand to obtain customized post-accelerator support from our partners themselves. So be it grant, investment, or in-kind support. So Magix has also brought on board Microsoft for Startups to provide solutions and software support. And we have also Sunway iLabs, who will be providing R&D-related support to help enhance the solution. And from Magix side, there will be a 1-to-1 matching grant available as well.
Right. Okay. So this is really great, right? And it's interesting how you're involving partners on a very tangible level. Like you're saying, enhancing aging services of Malaysians. That's with Kasana National Berhad. Mm-hmm. Upcycling river waste to wealth with Selangor Maritime Gateway, which is Selangor State Government project. Educating the future with Citrin Capital. And then the most recently launched Innovating for Children, UNICEF. You know, why do you feel this is the right strategy, right? Rather than, I guess, you know, so you actually sort of like have particular areas that you're working in rather than, you know, everything we can do. Why do you feel that this is a better strategy?
Yeah, so the main objective of Sika really is to accelerate market adoption of impact-driven solutions. So we do see a gap in the ecosystem at the moment in supporting purpose-driven innovation. So we thought it would be best to first work with partners who are not just keen to invest or adopt these solutions, but they also have the intention to help them scale for greater good. And we recognize that it is important to make sure solutions out there meet the demand of the users or market players. Also, the problem statements or the teams that we've featured are not new, yet they are unresolved pressing issues affecting our societies, either now or probably in the near future. So the impact of Sika program itself is to nurture solutions that will benefit generations to come and advance our socioeconomic development. It is a win-win for all. We help address our partners' needs, we assist in commercializing impact-driven solutions, and we make long-term positive impact on our society.
Right. And so what is really good as well is that, you know, I find that, you know, you've got the private sector involved, you've got, you know, your government involved, as in there's a matching grant and then there is a business. So I find that that's also a great idea how, you know, all we're all in this together, really,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So we talk about the prizes, they have either grants or investments, yeah, and then you match as well. So Pamela, what are the prizes and grants available?
A lot, really, because in phase one for impact challenges, in aggregate, there is currently a pool of up to 500,000 ringgit worth of cash prizes or development grants available for selected winners. And upon completion of phase two, which is the impact accelerator, top performing participants will have access to customized post-accelerator support in phase three. Our partners have voluntarily committed to provide either financial or non-financial support worth more than 2 million ringgit collectively. And to top it up, there will be a one-to-one matching grant available for any financial or non-financial support obtained post-demo day.
Now, do the participants have to be existing companies or do they just need to have an idea?
So at the moment, Sika is suited for startups, social enterprises or other impact-driven enterprises. And we want to accelerate solutions that are backed by track record or at least a minimum viable product. The reason is because we want to enhance the market adoption of available or enhanced solutions for a larger scale of impact. So if you only have an idea without a solid proposition of how you intend to commercialize or scale it, Sika may not be the right fit for you at the moment. But if you do have the intention to kickstart your ideation journey, do reach out to us at Magic, as we do have a lot of other programs that we can assist you.
Ah, okay. So there are programs available for people who just get an
Absolutely.
Idea.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So they can actually contact Magic. So at least this is more for companies that have an MVP at least.
Yeah.
And then they've got some sort of track record and you just want to help take things further, right?
Absolutely.
Now, what do they go through in the accelerator program? You said that happens in August, right?
Yep. So it will be a 3-month long program whereby we are featuring dedicated content that UNDP will be bringing in, especially on SDG alignment. So the key focus area for this impact accelerator is first to help you on your impact scale up journey, right? How do you deepen and refine your impact delivery strategies vis-a-vis your entrepreneurship model? And then the second one is impact management and measurement, which we think is very, very important in how equipping your organization with the right understanding and tools to track impact and convey your impact story more effectively. Third will be impact investment readiness, which we think is key, you know, capital to help you scale and also helping you understand what is the spectrum and how you devise the right funding structure. Lastly, of course, which we think is very important, is technology readiness, right? We want to help enable or scale your impact with potential technology adoption.
Right. And technology really comes in here, right? I mean, to make impact, you know, a little bit speedier and more efficient. So there's some interesting startups that have come out from this, right? And we'll talk about that in just a moment. I'm here with Pamela Ng from Magic. Stay tuned to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Pamela Ng, Magic's Manager for Social Innovation. We're talking about SICA, or the Social Impact Challenge Accelerator, which is his first impact-focused and SDG-driven accelerator, partnering with UNDP. So, you know, we're talking about some of the startups that have come out, right? You've got Emergence Innovative, Theman, and Pandai, who are looking to join SICA. Can you share a little bit about what these companies offer?
Sure. So for Emergence Innovative, they are the pioneer in Malaysia for developing electrical motorcycle charging station supported by mobile apps. So they've actually expressed an interest in SICA, in particular for the upcycling river waste challenge to adopt upcycled plastic material for their charger casing. So it is not a must to create something new, but we do encourage applicants to be creative and adapt your existing solutions where feasible to achieve the intended outcome. And for this case, it will be to reduce waste sent to landfill. Yep.
So interesting. I'm just thinking, like, how does it connect back to river waste with this company? Yeah.
So they're, you know, like I said, it doesn't have to be a brand new solution. It's always good to relook at your current solution and how it can be more, for example, environmental friendly, or how can it create social impact at the same time. So we are not asking you to completely change, but if where possible, you can always adapt and infuse all this element into it, but at the same time, achieve the ultimate objective. So I think this is a good example.
Right. I mean, you could have one thing and you didn't realize that your product could actually be used for another space as well, right? I mean, and that's a part of innovation. And what about Theman?
So Theman, they run a care companion app to provide safe and reliable caretakers to the senior group. So they fit very well with the Khazanah Impact Innovation Challenge team on enhancing aging services. So they bring a network of care experts to people like us who will care for our parents or even the elderly themselves. And at the same time, their app is also providing job opportunities to caretakers.
And then what about Pandai?
Yep. So Pandai is an edutech app that sends daily personalized syllabus-based quizzes to school students, allowing them to study continuously, track record, and improve their performance, especially during, you know, the pandemic whereby, you know, movement is restricted. So this is definitely something Educating the Future Challenge is on the lookout for, new and tech-enabled education approach.
Right. Okay. Are you looking at more partners and in what areas?
So we've recently launched our fourth theme for the challenge, which is Innovating for Children in partnership with UNICEF Malaysia, whereby they're looking for solutions to provide children with the right support they need in terms of mental health, psychosocial support, and access to safe and clean environment. Of course, we certainly welcome the participation of more organizations who are keen to provide benefits or support to our participants during or post-accelerator, be it financial or non-financial, because we believe it takes a village to raise a child.
Right. Okay, so back to SICA, right? So the current cohort, after they go through the program, they go through the program in August, or they finish the program in August. What happens after that?
So the timing for SICA is that we are currently in phase one, whereby the Impact Challenge was launched since 19th May, and then it will span until end of July. So once the winners are selected, they will enter into phase two, which is the Impact Accelerator, which will kickstart in August, ending in October. So once the accelerator is done, the post-accelerator support phase will kick in, whereby there will be customized support packages available for them, including the one-to-one matching grant.
Right. So the October is when we'll know the winner.
Exactly. Or the top performing ones that get the support. Yeah.
Right. So Magic also launched a Buy for Impact last year. And what are the milestones so far? Maybe explain what Buy for Impact is.
Sure. The Buy for Impact campaign actually started in 2017. So it's a campaign to allow public to also support social enterprises by spending their ringgit in a more impactful manner. So last year in September, we've actually relaunched Buy for Impact into a full-scale movement to enhance the visibility and awareness in impact consumerism. So and recently as well, we launched our dedicated Buy for Impact website with details about the movement and also featuring an online catalog whereby the public can actually go and browse through products and services provided by our social enterprises. So to date, for the Buy for Impact initiative, we have featured close to more than 100 social enterprises. We've onboarded eight partners who has pledged to, you know, in their best capacity to support the Buy for Impact movement. And from our on-ground and online initiatives, the Buy for Impact movement has actually enabled more than 500,000 ringgit worth of impact-driven transactions. And we hope to increase that in the future. So if, you know, those listening, if you want more information about the Buy for Impact, you can log on to www.buyforimpact.co.
Right. So how do SEs qualify to be on the platform?
Sure. So they will first have to log into their website that I mentioned earlier and register with MAGIC. Mm-hmm. So they need to have very clear social environmental mission objectives, clear target beneficiaries, who they are impacting, and have existing products or services with a sustainable business model. So once they are assessed to have all these three traits, they will be onboarded onto our Buy for Impact platform and the movement itself.
Right. So I went to the website, and I think it's great that, you know, all the, you know, a lot of social enterprises are there. So if I need to buy anything and I want to support a particular cause, you know, I know that, yes, you know, it's a one-stop shop, right? And yeah, I love it. You know, there's so many things there. And then, like, I discovered new products and new things there. And I know that, you know, I'm going to spend money anyway, might as well spend money on something that is, you know, aiding a cause of anything, right? And it's great. So I love that platform, and me and shopping, it's trouble. But at least I don't feel as guilty.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I understand, you know, like we're working with the government. The government's also committed 20 million ringgit worth of social procurement opportunities available for SEs under the PPISK program. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so the PPISK is Program Perolehan Impact Social Kerajaan. So it is a pilot program spearheaded by the Ministry of Finance, whereby it's first of its kind social procurement initiative that is leveraging on the government's procurement capacity. So it offers a level playing field for social impact businesses to provide them the opportunity to scale up their impact-driven solutions, and in turn will spur the social innovation ecosystem as well.
Right. Okay. And of course, that's for, I guess, for this year, right? Any final thoughts or words, Pamela?
Yep. So for SEEKA, we do, you know, we for SEEKA, I think we do intend to invite more applications. So our partners have been very, very supportive, and they're super eager to look out for high potential impact-driven solution. So if you think, you know, you have the right fit, your solutions, you know, helps to tackle the problem statement that you put forth, please come forward and tell us your innovation and do apply at www.mymagic.my/SEEKA.
Right. And I think one of the things that you just mentioned as well is, right, you could be an existing company and you realize that your product or service could actually help and impact as well, right? I mean, so don't, you know, I guess like we conventionally think of existing customers and existing, but then suddenly you realize that your solution could be something that can be of impact as well. So, you know, do look at participating, you know, so this is great because you've got probably matching grants, prizes or investments into it. And, you know, you're actually doing something worthy as well. So thanks for your time. I've been speaking to Pamela Ng, MAGIC's Manager for Social Innovation. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.